You're listening to Montezuma Mixtape. On this show, we provide evidence to the claim that everyone has a story to tell.
It's the story we tell around the campfire when we warm our hands and ears are open.
The story we tell on the first date to conjure laughter from across the table.
It's a story that brings a party to a huddle as the night becomes a brimming reservoir of curiosity and superstitious happenstance.
These stories are heartwarming or disturbing, God's honest truth or a load of bunk.
To put it simply, these stories are good stories, moving, memorable, and repeatable.
The purpose of this show is to cultivate the stories that come from our neighbors' mouths, give them a megaphone, and show that a small town is, without exception, full of big stories.
The second component of this show is music. Music to show how stories find new expression in other mediums and art forms that place us deeper into a thatching.
Each episode, there will be an original mixtape that aligns with the story, not necessarily stylistically, but thematically.
So listen close and connect the dots.
Greetings from Montezuma County. Ian and Greg here. Thanks for joining us for our special Valentine's Day episode.
Today we give you two storytellers, two generations, love from two perspectives.
Boom. Today, Molly brings us a love story from Mancos, Colorado to San Francisco.
My Valentine's story takes place in San Francisco, California, but I live in Mancos now. And it was one of those Valentine's days that you just remember because it was super cheesy, but without meaning to be. I was going to San Francisco State University, getting a master's in museum studies, and I lived in the Upper Haight area, which was a really great area to live in, and I didn't have a car, which is a good thing in San Francisco. You don't really want a car. And my boyfriend at the time was living in Portland, Oregon. So it was long distance, but we made it work. So we'd visit each other at least hopefully once a month. We'd try to make either a flight or a drive to each other. Of course, I didn't have a car, but mostly flying. So he was getting in on Valentine's Day, which was going to be really fun. His birthday's in early February, so I had some surprises up my sleeve for his birthday, but not really for Valentine's Day because I had spent too much time preparing his birthday present. So I took the BART, which is the public transit in San Francisco and Oakland and Berkeley. I took it out to SFO, the airport in San Francisco, to pick up my boyfriend. And I didn't bring flowers or anything cheesy like that, which I was proud of myself for. Too cliche. But I picked him up, and as you can imagine, it was a really nice welcoming to San Francisco. Just lots of hugs and smooches. I know, sorry, it's getting sappy already. But yeah, so we got back on BART, really excited to see each other. Every time I saw him, it was an amazing thing, and I always wished he could stay longer. So we were on BART. We got off in downtown San Francisco on Powell Street, right downtown, and we got up, and we were going to have to transfer to the Muni, which is like the streetcar within San Francisco. But we came all the way up for some reason, up to the street level. We had to change levels. And we were right by where all the cable cars on Powell Street start their line. So, and surprisingly, it wasn't that crowded downtown in San Francisco on Valentine's Day. And I'm assuming it was because everyone was out at a fancy dinner, which we were not going to. I did not have that reservation made. So we get up there, but, you know, it's beautiful. The lights are gorgeous in San Francisco. It's dusk. I think the sun was about setting. And this really cute old woman came up to me and my boyfriend, and it was just like one of those movie moments where it like had to have been scripted, but it wasn't. And she was adorable, and she had these two tickets in her hand, and her hand was kind of slightly shaking since she was kind of old. And she was, you know, it was Valentine's Day, so she came up to me and my boyfriend and was like, "Hey, do you guys want these tickets? Like, we can't use them right now, and they're good for tonight, and you guys should take a cable car ride. It's, you know, Valentine's Day." And my boyfriend and I just looked at each other just, like, in total disbelief. Like, what? Like, this is crazy timing, cosmic timing. So we thanked her profusely. We got the cable car tickets and boarded at Powell Station. And I had only been on the cable car one other time in my life. So it was actually pretty magical for me because I live in San Francisco at the time, but I had never really, that's not a thing you do by yourself, really. We got on the cable car, and of course my boyfriend was just like, "What is going on? Like, this is perfect timing." So we got on the cable car, the bell rang, and we were off, kind of just on this magical ride on Valentine's Day. And surprisingly enough, you know, you feel like you have to hold on in a packed cable car. It's kind of what I always think of when I think of cable cars because of tourists and things. But there was like no one on this particular cable car. So we had it basically to ourselves, which was incredible. So we actually got to sit on the outside, you know, with our feet dangling, but sitting on a bench. So it was very luxurious. And it was just on that ride that I think my boyfriend and I just had these, you know, googly eye moments. It just seems so cheesy talking about it, so this is very slightly embarrassing. But it's just like, it was something we never would have done on our own. It just happened, and the universe wanted us to take this magical cable car ride. And then about halfway through the ride, my boyfriend looked at me and looked in my eyes and said, "I want to spend the rest of my life with you." And I, of course, was like tearing up because no one had ever told me that before. And things were going really well with this certain someone. So, it was just one of those moments that I'll never forget until the day I die. It was just the perfect Valentine's, so cheesy but so real moment of my life. So that's my story.
Oh, hey. Have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread.
Oh, me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Fiddling boy.
Now when Miss Molly's smiling, the sun is dim a spell. And when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell. Ho, ho, ho,
me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun with the sun around. I get going when the sun goes down and I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. But who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And the kids and the kids and the kids and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause there's a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I keep my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if it's sleet or snow, a drive-in's cozy when the lights are low. And I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and the kiss and the kiss and the kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from a baby doll makes me ha, more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. So when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Phase one in which Doris gets her oats.
Our next story comes from Jack and Patricia Burke. Jack and Patricia are celebrating 51 years of marriage this year.
If you're driving down Highway 160 through Mancos, you might notice their new baby calves grazing on the ranch.
Fort Lewis in 1961. I came from the San Luis Valley, north of Monta Vista, and Patricia came from Mancos. we didn't really know each other at the time because I had another girlfriend, and she was, the girlfriend was Patricia's roommate, and they lived in the dorm together, and Patricia and I only saw each other casually, occasionally, and so when summer came, why, I went back to Monta Vista for the summer, and Patricia came to Mancos, and as part of my summer activities, why, I went to Denver to visit my girlfriend, and things didn't go very well in Denver, and when we got back, or when I got back from Denver, I decided that that was a done deal, and so when I came back to Fort Lewis, why, I was busy looking for another girlfriend, and my former girlfriend at that point, I guess, made arrangements with her roommate to try to get us back together again. And so Patricia took on the challenge of convincing me that this girl and I should get back together. And since I was looking for a new girlfriend, why, Patricia came to the surface really quickly, and I was quite enthralled. I was probably enthralled before, but I was otherwise occupied. And so after I let her try to talk me into it a few times, why, I asked her out on a date. And I think she accepted because she thought she could use that as time to convince me to go back and retrieve my former life. And so just before that date, why, I need to preface this with a little bit of, there were a different culture at that point in time, you know, we weren't very forward with contact and that kind of thing. And so I bet one of the guys in the dorm that I could kiss Patricia on the first date, even though she was trying to get me back with somebody else. And I didn't know where we went on the first date. I don't remember at this point, but I do remember I got a kiss. And that sort of set our destiny for, at this point, 51 or 2 years. Beyond that, we've been together that whole time.
Oh, we did get married.
Oh, that's right.
If you want my loving, if you really do, don't be afraid, baby. Just ask me. You know I'm gonna give it to you.
So anyway, that was September, and come November, why, Patricia came back to Mancos, and I went over to Monta Vista. Neither one of us were 21 at the time, and so we had to have the permission of our parents to get married. And we had no trouble getting that permission. I don't know if they were happy to get rid of us or pleased with who we chose or what the situation was, but in November anyway, prior to November, we got engaged and got permission to get married in the same month, and we were married on 3rd Avenue in Durango in April.
Wow.
So it was a very short courtship from that perspective. But back to my former girlfriend, she was invited to the wedding, and she came, and she was sitting in the congregation at the church right up until just about the time the music started for Patricia and her father to walk down the aisle, and my former girlfriend jumped up and ran out of the church, ran over the train on Patricia's dress, and I haven't seen her since.
Me neither. She was a lovely roommate, and she was a good friend. She was a good friend.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we got the whole thing this time.
Darling companion, come on and give me understanding, and let me be your champion, the hand to hold your pretty hand in. Darling companion, now you know you'll never be abandoned. Love will always light our landing, I can depend on you. Darling companion, heaven knows where we'll be landing, just as long as we keep laughing. Keep in mind just what's worth having. Darling companion, I tell the mountains and the canyons, as long as I got legs to stand on, I'm gonna run to you.
Was he good looking?
He was extremely good looking. Those of you listening to this, you might hear, recognize his voice as my husband now, who was this boyfriend I'm talking about, is Greg Harpo.
Greg Harpegia?
Yes. None other than the Montezuma Mixtape co-anchor. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And don't be afraid to get cheesy today, guys.
As long as I got legs to stand on, I'm going to run to you.
Was it?
Yeah. Totally perfect.
Do you need me to read, say any of the awkward sentences?
I don't think so.
You've been listening to Montezuma Mixtape. We believe that everyone has a story to tell. If you're ready to tell yours, please contact us by sending an email to montezumamixtape@gmail.com. Montezuma Mixtape is created, produced, and hosted by myself, Ian Mott, and Griego Harpegio. Our thanks go to our storytellers and to KSJD Dryland Community Radio. Visit KSJD.org to find full Montezuma Mixtape episodes streaming online. Join us again next month for another story from Montezuma County. With only you.